This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Maddie and Amy podcast.
We are joined in studio by Melbourne-based singer-songwriter Zoe Adore. She's just released her newest single, Galaxy. There's definitely something really magical and floaty feeling about this track. It actually gives me Robin vibes. I don't know if you've heard that before, Zoe, but Robin
no,
is...
I haven't actually. No.
Is Robin an influence for you or...?
I definitely do love Robin. Mm-hmm. I've also heard maybe like Halsey vibes. Or
okay, yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. I get that.
So, yeah.
But you've actually done quite a few things already. You've penned tracks for Stego and Kamikaze as well.
That's it, yeah. They're actually pretty good friends of mine, so it was like really fun to write with them. And yeah, I'm continuing writing for like other artists as well.
Amazing. And Galaxy is your first ever solo single. How does it feel to have this track out in the world now?
I'm really excited because I've been waiting for ages to release this. I was so happy to be working with Lionel Towers as well. He's a producer, and he also was part of Gypsy and the Cat, which is a pretty cool band.
Cool.
And it was like a really fun time working with him. So I'm really happy that it's out. Yeah.
Cute. I want to know like what happens behind the scenes before the song came out. Like, was there lots of collaboration with people, organizing artwork?
How long does it take to write a song like this? Like, how long have you been sitting on it for?
Oh, I'd say maybe about 6 months. But in saying that, it was only about one or two sessions that we had together writing. And then, yeah, it was a lot of planning, like, for artwork and things about thinking about promotion and all that kind of stuff. But, yeah, I'm just so excited that it's out. And, yeah, and I can't wait to release more stuff. So, mm-hmm.
And music's actually flown you across the world. We were actually speaking before about how love draws people to move overseas, but you actually got flown out for music by Nando's
to
London. How did that all happen?
Well, that was back when I was studying at JMC. I was doing a degree in songwriting and I entered a competition and a couple of the students ended up getting flown out to London.
Wow. Yeah. Did you get free chicken? Is the question
actually
on my lips?
Oh, we did. It was like free Nando's every day. I was almost sick of it. I'll still eat it now, but yeah, so much Nando's. It was really good.
Now, music aside, what's like one thing people don't know about you?
That don't know about me musically? That's a tough one.
Do you have a hidden talent?
It could be anything.
A hidden talent. Well, some people don't know that I can kind of do like a chipmunk voice. So
you're going to have to do it now.
How damn? like
Alvin the chipmunk is here.
We should get you to actually record a chipmunk sweeper for us. Maddie and Amy driving you home.
You never know. I could give it a crack.
Such a random skill to have. How did you get that? Like, have you been training?
Oh, for many, many months. No, I'm kidding. I remember watching Lilo and Stitch. You know how it's like, oh, that means family. And then I just kind of raised the pitch and I was like, I can kind of do the chipmunk voice. So yeah,
that's,
I don't know, it just
amazing.
Happened.
Now, your new song is called Galaxy and we actually talk quite a lot on the show about star signs, astrology. Yeah. Like,
right.
Was
I
that
love
an influence?
Astrology.
Okay, I'm glad you said that because I don't know anything about it really, but we collectively have somehow managed to talk about it quite a lot.
Yeah, so almost every week. What's your star sign, first of all?
Pisces. I'm such a sensitive, emotionally
drawn.
Wow,
that's
drawn.
A fish one, isn't it?
yeah, it's a fish, yeah, it is.
we actually want to do a bit of a psychic reading with you.
We are still in studio with Zoe Adore, Melbourne-based singer-songwriter. She's just released a new single called Galaxy. Mm-hmm. Now, Galaxy got me thinking about star signs and astrology, which then got me thinking about Amy's dumb psychic segment.
Whoa,
and
language.
I only call it dumb because every single psychic reading Amy has ever given me has been false, untrue. Usually my dog is the culprit in the psychic reading and my dog ends up having some sort of issue.
Problem.
And he's very healthy young boy.
False.
So, Zoe, we thought we'd like to play this game with you.
Okay.
And I'm going to...
Oh, yeah.
She'll read your mind, but she's not qualified. She's a psychic.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. She knows about your love life and your dinner tonight. She's a psychic. Amy thinks she's a psychic. So Amy does think she is a psychic.
I am, thank
she's
you.
Completely unqualified. But Zoe, have you had a weird dream lately? Have you had a friend come into your life? You want some clarity?
Yeah, actually. Okay, so about, I would say maybe like 2 nights ago.
I knew it was going to be 2 nights ago, by the way.
Okay. Go for it. Okay, about 2 nights ago, I had this dream where I met up with my friend for work and she kind of looked at me and she was like really upset that I wasn't full on kitted out in Adidas gear, which I thought was weird. And she was just really mad at me.
So was she wanting to go to gym?
No, apparently I was going to work, but I had to be full on kitted out in like Nike, Adidas gear. Yeah. Okay. And so she decided to take me shopping and she took me through the woods as a shortcut.
Oh gosh.
And Flume was there throwing sticks at
Flume,
us.
As in the DJ Flume.
Yeah, the DJ Flume.
So
I woke up like really stressed.
All right, Amy, you need to interpret this dream.
I'm so excited to de-stress you, Zoe.
Okay.
This actually might be like really good for you writing a new song. This like might be the inspo you need. Okay, first of all, what I'm seeing is you need to go to the gym. Okay, so the whole reason, you know, you weren't in your activewear is because basically you are unhealthy. There's an organ inside of you that's upset.
Hold on. Okay. Can we just stop and pause for
a
moment?
Amy,
this is the first time you've actually worn activewear. And did you go to the gym today?
No, but one time I did last week, so it's fine. Anyway, please do not interrupt the sidekick at work.
Okay.
Sorry, Zoe. So anyway.
It's totally fine.
I need you to head to the gym ASAP.
Okay.
Okay?
I will.
My second thing is, you saw Flume, right? The DJ?
Yes.
I know who you should collab with next.
Oh.
It is Will Sparks, the DJ. Will Sparks is a national treasure. And you need to collab with him. And the other thing is...
Oh, no, Zoe, hold on. What are your thoughts on Will Sparks?
Will Sparks is... I think he's great. I bumped into him once. Lovely dude. Like, he... I'll message him. I'll see what happens.
Look at me go. And then the last thing is, you said you were like in the woods, didn't you?
Yeah, I was in the woods, like
and
random place.
You're going into the woods or emerging out?
We're just going like through the woods.
Oh, it's even better.
Why does that matter?
It's a big thing. It's a big thing. Basically what it means is you had a problem beforehand. Don't need to share on radio. It's okay. But the problem is...
No, I want to hear the problem. What's your problem?
Is there a problem you're having in your
Amy,
life?
You're a psychic. You're meant to tell the problem.
No, because basically it means that the problem is no longer there.
Oh.
So you've worked something out in your life? Did you have a fight with your friend? She did.
Oh. I told you.
She hasn't answered, Amy.
No, I have great friendships. Everything's fine.
Well, anyway, my psychic reading was pretty much 98% accurate.
Yeah. Oh,
no stress, Zoe. Yeah. That was a big thing that happened today. I'm going to leave it there. Mic drop. There you go.
That was the psychic reading from Amy. And Zoe Adores just put out a new single, Galaxy. We're going to play it now. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Feel it flash me by. Almost brighter than the sun. I let it dance behind my eyes with you. We run. One step in motion, a million years collide. Then all my fears, they disappear into the night. And why should I decide to settle for comfort so low? There's no trying to deny it. To go. And why should I decide to settle for comfort so low? There's no trying to deny it.
94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.